Accent Alert. English accents from around the world.
There are lots of varieties of the American English accent, with differences between the East Coast and West Coast accents and the Northern and Southern ones. However, there are some characteristics of the accent that you'll find everywhere. Here are five key features of the American English accent. One of the main characteristics of the accent is the R sound. This is often heavily pronounced, much more so than British English. For example, barn, march, bird, bar, heart, shark, fork, pork, and cork. You can hear this in sentences too. For example, there are some sharks near here. There's a nice bar that isn't far. There are some birds over there. In British English, a schwa sound is often used with two-syllable words that end with a vowel and the letter R. For example,
over, never, clever, bother.
However, in American English, the R sound is much more distinctive. For example, over, never, clever, bother. You can hear this in sentences too. For example, the film is over. It's now or never. She's so clever. Another big difference is with the O sound. In British English, it's a rounded vowel sound. However, in American English, it isn't so rounded. For example, hot, cot, top, box, cod, fox, spot. You can hear this in sentences too. For example, the food is very hot. It's on the top. We put it in the box. In British English, the T sound is often pronounced quite clearly. For example,
butter, clutter, metal.
However, in American English, this letter can sound a bit more like a D sound. For example, butter, clutter, metal, capital. Here are some examples and sentences. We put some butter on the toast. It's made of metal. She lives in the capital. British English intonation tends to go up and down quite a lot, making it sound a bit sing-songy, with substantial pitch differences. However, American English is much more constant in terms of intonation with fewer changes in pitch. For example, we left at 6 and then went to the shops. We drove around the city looking for a restaurant. Did you stay there for long? Now I'm going to tell you a story in my best American accent. This past summer in Minnesota was really hot. The hottest day of all came in late June. That day, I called up a few of my friends because I decided that a barbecue in my backyard would be the best way to relax and try to cool off. To get ready for the barbecue, I went out and bought a bag of charcoal, a small tin of lighting fluid, and some long matches. I left it up to my friends to bring the meat, bread, and sides, so it ended up being a type of potluck barbecue. One friend brought ground meat to make hamburgers, another hot dogs, and a third person brought all the buns. Other dishes that people brought were egg salad, condiments like ketchup and mustard, chopped vegetables, potato chips, and soda pop. It's always nice to have friends gather at my house for a summer barbecue. You can find the same types of food at a fast food restaurant, but there really is nothing like putting in the work to cook the food you're going to eat. Plus, if the meat is cooked on the grill, you don't have to worry about all of that unhealthy grease and oil you'd find in fast food joint. On top of that, you can stand around and talk to your friends as you take your time cooking. It's a stress-free way to forget about the suffocating heat and hang out with your friends. Anyway, just as I was about to begin cooking, my friend James came up to me and said, "I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think it's about to rain." And seconds later, there was a giant thunderstorm. The worst part is that once a storm starts on a humid summer day in Minnesota, it doesn't stop until all the humidity has gone away. My friends and I decided that it wasn't worth waiting for the Minnesota storm to stop. We were all too hungry, so we decided to order some pizza. It rains so much in the summer that delivery restaurants are used to driving in storms. We ordered pizzas with mushroom, sausage, pepperoni, plain cheese, and vegetable, and we still had all the sides to eat too. It wasn't the barbecue we'd planned on, but it was still a feast. However, Just when the pizza delivery man showed up with all the pizzas, the storm cleared up and the sun came out again. Just my luck.